Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashland Dave, and I'm recording live from my podcast studio in Ashland, Virginia. Thanks for coming along. All right, well, this is really going to be the email bag section of the show from episode 189, but I'm calling it Meg's Miles Part 2 because I think I really did want to talk about her death a little bit more. And it's just such a sad thing. It really is. And I wanted to comment more on the amount of people who have reached out to in reference to this situation. Something like 68,000 people who indicated they were going to be running on the Saturday morning today, which is January 18th. In her honor. I did. I know countless others did in the local area here. And just going on the Meg's Miles or Meg Smiles Facebook page, you know, people are posting things already. And we're going to have we took a picture at our 9 o'clock run out in front of the Ashland train station. And so if you scroll through there, and eventually that picture will be posted. You'll see the group that I ran with at 9, and I'm not trying to call attention to what I did or to my group, but, you know, we put it up there to show others that we support Scott and his family, and we're running in honor of his wife who loved to run so much. But she there was really so much more to this woman. Devoted mother, she was a vegetable farmer, and she was devoted to her church and her faith. And, you know, there's always so much more to a runner. But I think what has happened is because so many people can relate to running on the road and the hazards of running on the road and watching out for cars and then to die that way, you know, while you're doing something that you love, and then for it to be a drunk driver that it was in many ways preventable. It really does, you know, just make you wonder about your own mortality and when you're out there, how bad things can go south so fast. And, you know, the fact that the guy that hit her, I've already mentioned this, but the guy that hit her had lost his own wife to a drunk driver some years ago. And then how Scott, as an officer with the Ashland Police Department, is a champion of drunk driving enforcement. Really, there's just so much irony there. And then for her to be killed running, doing something that she loved, it just kills you. It really does. But there's just so much outpouring of support, and I've just never seen anything quite like that before, or maybe I just haven't paid as much attention to it before, because I didn't have a personal stake in it. Last year, there was a cyclist killed in the city of Richmond by somebody who thought he had hit a deer. This guy was not drunk. And the cycling community really reached out, and it's just what you have now. You know, so many people reach out. He had somebody that started this Meg's Miles Facebook page who lives in Texas. I'm not even sure if she even knew the family, but she just felt so compelled to get something started, to get people talking and to support the family. And so I really applaud that. And, you know, you can't give any amount of money. It doesn't bring somebody back, but it can help with things later down the road. So I would encourage you to check out ashlanddave.podbean.com and make a donation if you can and if you feel so inclined. This Meg Menzies was really the girl next door. Just, you know, real nice person. Her parents had a farm, and she was a part-time vegetable farmer, and she sold, we have a Ashland Farmers Market, and there was also a farmer's market over at the Hanover Courthouse, and she had a stand at both of those selling the produce. So there's many, many aspects to her, and you might also see on that Facebook page periodically, or if you scroll all the way to the top, I'm not sure if it's still there, but you'll see the at least 100 pairs of running shoes that are hanging from the street sign in the area where she was hit. She did not die on the scene. She died at the hospital later, but that's where it happened. And just a remarkable outpouring of support. And really just, I guess, in the earlier show I had said, I guess enough has been said, but I guess really enough can't be said about it. Very sad, very sad. So let's get into the email bag section of the show that was the bleed over from last time, and really got a whole slew of them here. First one was from Richard Yarp out of the Woodlands, Texas, and he says he's never missed a single podcast. Richard is an original listener, and he says he always enjoys getting caught up with what's happening with the running here. His running's been spotty last few months. He did so much that he ended up deferring his Houston Marathon entry to 2015, which I think that's a February race. He said he just wasn't going to be ready. He's ready to get back into a regular routine with the new year, and he wanted me to count him in for the stand up and be counted. And yeah, that's something I want everybody to do if you have the time. And I'll get to Christina's email in a minute. I know if you listen to the podcast when you're out for a run, you might say, oh, yeah, when I get home, I'll email Ashlyn, Dave, and then you forget. So try to remember. I'd really love to hear from you. And in reference to the Chromecast that I had for sale, I ended up giving that to my nephew, but I already told Richard that. So, Richard, thanks for the email. As always, it's always good to hear from you, and I'm very glad that that you still listen to the show and that you're getting back into the running. Heard from David Williams from Down Under, and he said life here has been a little quiet since his last 50K race, and he said he's just getting a little bit bored just running. He said he wants to have more races on his schedule, but he has to wait until March 23rd. When he is going to be running a beautifully named race called the Convicts and Winches 50K race, which traverses four long beaches in and out and back event. He said this time his wife is coming along, but not to watch or support. No, she's going to do some watercoloring, is what he said. And he says that, watching an ultra is a little bit like watching paint dry, not very exciting. Way to pass the time, but, you know, watercoloring, really? Is that? But he's also got his trip to the U.S. in June, so we're very excited to have you here, David. I'm sorry, like I said before, I won't be able to cross paths with you. But looking at this itinerary. Playing golf in Maui for a week. That's Hawaii. Then on to Las Vegas, where he picks up a car, heads out to Death Valley for a couple of days, a couple of runs. Then to Bryce Canyon for a 50K race. After which he's a free agent roaming around Utah, Arizona, maybe even up in the Rockies. He says he's not doesn't know what to expect from the Bryce Canyon race, so he'll have to start and see what happens. He'll give a run a go and perhaps meet some interesting people. And, that's Down Under Dave. So that's what I'm going to start calling him, is calling you now. And, you know, Dave, it's always nice to hear from you. You have a very interesting time down there, and there always seems to be something exciting going on with you, so I appreciate the emails, and it's always nice to hear from you. It really is. Yeah, so we heard from Christina, and Christina's a regular listener to the show. I hadn't emailed her in a while, but she writes, do you know how many times I want to email you and say hi? When I listen to your podcast, I have all kinds of comments that I would love to email you about, but then when I get into work and poof, like the genie in the bottle, you're gone from my brain. So you can count me in the Stand Up and Be Counted campaign. So that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to write you down on the list. And she's from the Lazy Bones Running blog. So Christina, we'll get to her. You know what? I'm going to save this from her email, the rest of it, for the Stand Up and Be Counted campaign. But she says if we ever meet in person, or she misses when I run with the dog, and she says she likes hearing the race director stories, especially the first year I was director. The pregnant lady complained there weren't enough porta potties along the course, and she also cracks up every time I yaw, say I'm actually boring myself. So that is funny. But she says the two things she wants to talk to me about if we ever get to meet in person. One, how if you stop or walk during the course, you aren't a real runner. And two, in the finishing shoot, it's about finishing strong and beating the people around you. The one extra person you pass puts you one up in the ranking. I believe you give it all you've got at the end. I do believe it would be different with an ultra, though. And if you've been walking, running with someone, you go through together and not take off sprinting. And you know what, Christina? You actually gave me some food for thought there. And you're right. Every one person you pass, even if it's at the end, does put you one up in the ranking overall. And I do believe that you should give it all you've got at the end. I guess the only caveat to that would be, I guess the only exception for me would be if you spent the last 2 hours running and talking with that person, and all of a sudden they just dust you, and then at their post-race refreshments, they don't even come talk to you. I guess that would be the only thing that would rub me wrong, but I actually do agree with you. The way you put it, that one extra person you pass puts you one up in the ranking. So I do agree with that. I'm going to save your email for the Stand Up and Be Counted campaign. I've got a separate folder for that. And so we'll revisit your email again. And also heard from Christina when it came to the Meg Menzies podcast. I forgot to include her with that. And yeah, she said her heart goes out to the family. And yeah, I do appreciate you emailing that, Christina. You put that together also. I appreciate you saying that. Heard from Steve Bawani. And Steve did not see you this morning with the, I'm sure you ran somewhere. He said, "Hey, Dave, it's been too long. How's the training for your 50K? What are you training for?" And he had pondered doing the Blue Ridge Marathon, but maybe next year. And he's been thinking a lot about the dog and 50K. He wants to know what kind of training plan I use to get ready for 31 miles. Well, there's different perspectives on that, Stephen, and this goes out to anybody else that's considering a 50K. Of course, you can Google a 50K training program. And I think what you'll see, what's consistent with most of them, is the double long run sandwich weekends. And the double long run sandwich is long runs on Saturday and Sunday, sandwiched by rest days on Friday and Monday. And when I say long runs on both days, generally speaking, the Sunday run is half the distance of the Saturday run. So if you're going out and doing your long 20-miler on a Saturday, you follow it up Sunday with a 10-miler, and that's designed to teach you to run on glycogen depleted legs, with not as much recovery, because that's what you'll be doing in the 50K. You know, when you're past the 20-mile mark and past the 26.2-mile mark, you're going to be running on really legs, unless you're gifted, you know, more of a gifted runner. I'm talking about regular middle of the pack people. You can be running on some pretty depleted glycogen stores because you just can't replace them enough. You can replenish, but you can't replace. I mean, you're always going to be a little bit low. And so that's what that is designed to do. So you can almost follow a regular marathon training program, and you just need to, in my opinion, just add a Sunday run and about half the distance of your Saturday run, and you're going to up your mileage. And of course, more mileage is always better, in my opinion. And of course, I've never really mastered the 50K, so my advice really isn't all that good. But if you're thinking about the Dahlgren 50K, Steve, that is in August, and it was brutally hot that day. And I remember I had a rash that was awful. That took me a couple days to recover from. And I'm talking, you know, in the private area, it was just brutal. And I won't make that mistake again. I will fix that problem the next time I run in the humidity. But anyway, yeah, go for it. I thought it was a great event. Really do. Thanks for the email, Steve. I hope to see you around town. I heard from Tom. And Tom Mueller, he let me know about the cancellation of the Charlotte Ultra as well, right around the time I found out. And I do appreciate you that looking out, Tom. He said he was wondering if they didn't get enough entries and canceled it. He's doing the Oak Mountain 50K in Alabama in March. He said he's not racing as much as he used to. And he said it's going to take him about a month to reduce his belly after pigging out over the holidays. Yeah, I agree with you there, Tom. I know I definitely gained some weight. I'm not sure why the Charlotte Ultra Run was canceled, the real reason. I didn't really ask for the real reason, but I'm speculating that maybe they didn't get enough entries to make – I don't know what it was. I kind of wish that they hadn't canceled. They cited construction on the course, and maybe part of me will check into that just out of curiosity. At least we got a refund. So if they had some policy where they didn't give you your money back, I guess I would, you know, probably be more pissed off. But you know, we did get a refund, and I was able to spend that money again towards the George Washington Birthday Marathon. And as a result, I netted back at $20, so, you know, we'll see. Heard from Tom. I'm going to again put you down on the Stand Up and Be Counted also. I know you didn't cite that specifically in your email, but I know you listen and we do communicate from time to time. Heard from Tim, and he wanted to, this is a little bit back in December, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. You've brought me many hours of pleasurable runs listening to your podcast. They helped me train for the New York City Marathon this year. I look forward to a time when we can run together. Plenty of good races around Chattanooga. And I know there's one that he does down there called the Chattanooga Choo Choo. And he's standing up and being counted, and he sent me a picture of him finishing the New York City Marathon in a time of 4:13. And I personally think that is outstanding. And Tim, I'm going to put you down on the stand up and be counted list, and that's already up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. So we got a long way to go. That's ashlanddave@gmail.com. Don't forget to send me an email and let me know where you run from, how long you've been listening to the show. So, Tim, thanks for the email. Thanks for checking in. I already got you in the stand up and be counted. So, I heard from Steve again. That was just a reply for the Christmas Eve run. Heard from Neil, and apparently the half is not sold out yet because they increased the number of slots to 225. Definitely registered. If anybody else wants to run that, check it out. This is the Dahlgren Heritage Trail Half Marathon up in King George County. Again, it's put on by the Friends of the Trail, and I really thought when I did the 50K last August, it was a great, great event. It was hot. Of course, I was miserable, but not afterwards. They actually had sodas, you know, right at the finish line. You could dip in a big tub full of ice and get you a cold soda. And sometimes that's all you need, really, when you finish. You're so hungry. You're so depleted. And just that sugary caramel taste of a soda just going down into your stomach, just kind of coating your throat and going down into your stomach. I remember the feeling now. It was just, oh, man, sometimes a soda is just so good. And they have those at the finish line. And it'd be interesting to see how they handle the half marathon with the weather being colder. Hopefully they have some goodies at the end. Looking forward to that, Neil, and I'm sure I'll see you up there. I'm not sure if you're running that or not. Here's the other email from Steve. He said, hey, I ran the Nutsies Rotary Fun Run 5K for the second time on the 7th of December. Did great. Came in 20th overall with a finishing time of 22:38. I've been focusing on conditioning and strength work since the marathon. I think that was paying off during the 5K since I was pushing my threshold the whole time. They had a great band playing at the finish line called the Taters. There was coffee there by Black Ann Coffee that they're selling as a fundraiser for cleft palate surgeries. Wow. And as a bonus, the coffee was great. My friend Ann finished in her age group. That was awesome. And Steve, you know, I really I was hoping to see you this weekend at one of these group runs. And maybe you ended up over at Randolph-Macon. They had a pretty big event over there. Just on a side note, I had mentioned in the other earlier episode, I ran with some Hanover Sheriff's deputies at the 9 o'clock gathering at the train station. We took a picture of that, and we ran through the track over on the Randolph-Macon College campus, and there was a whole slew of people out there. There goes the dryer. I guess it's time to fold laundry. The whole slew of people running around the track, and then a whole lot of there was like this CrossFit thing going on. It was a planned event. But, you know, there's so many of these events around that, you know, it's just great to see people out there. And I saw a lot of people had printed off these Meg's Miles race bibs on the internet and were wearing them. And even after we finished running, came home and then went out for lunch, there was still groups of people I could see that were either running or walking around town, you know, with some kind of insignia on. And so I thought that was really cool. I heard from Alex in Arizona, and we're going to again put him on the list here also. He said at the end of October, he finished his first 100-mile race, the Javelina 100 or the Javelina Jundred, whatever you want to call it, Fountain Hills, Arizona. He says, it was an experience. It took me just under 29 hours, still pinching myself, more than tired legs. I think trying to stay awake between midnight and 3 a.m. was the hardest part. My pacer said I was sleepwalking. Recovering has been so-so. I'm trying to be patient, ease back into running. I'll be honest, it's hard with social media, seeing a lot of runners who also did that run already out doing 50K and 50 milers. I know that people heal and recover differently than others, and he said that means more time to drink beer. Just thought I'd drop you a line, Alex, at Arizona. And Alex, I'm going to – we talked a little bit over email about the interview, and I do want to do that. It's going to take me a little bit of time because I owe Sandy another interview first because she did 5 marathons in 5 days, and I've definitely got to interview her. I kind of promised that, and I'm a little behind on her. But then we'll do – I really want to talk to you about your 100. I'm sure you've had plenty of time now to reflect on it. And I'm going to read your blog about that race before we do the interview. So, and we'll do Skype or call in to talk to you. We'll get it all set up so it'll be really easy, and I'm going to keep your email. So I really do appreciate you letting me know and put you down on the list for the stand-up and be counted. I'm sure that you would want to be included on that out of Arizona. And hopefully your recovery has gone well. All right, my last one is from Sandy, and of course – they're actually looking for a place to retire to. And so I was telling her how great Virginia was. But anyway, we're going to do the interview, and she did, 5 marathons in 5 days. And we're going to talk all about that when I do an interview with her, which I can't wait to do. And I'm going to have to say, let's go ahead and set that up, hopefully for the next week or so. I just need to get off my ass and do that. So I'll call or I'll email you and we'll get that thing set up. And I'm sorry that it's really taken that long. I just you know how life is. You get sidetracked, get all kinds of things going on. So that's it. That's the whole stack of emails. Got a whole lot done in these two shows. Appreciate you listening. Hopefully you come back for episode 191, which is one more closer to the 200th episode milestone, which will be a really cool episode to stand up and be counted, listener roll call, as well as maybe some other anniversary type of things for that show. If what I'd also like to do is there's a couple ways to stand up and be counted. One is you can email me at ashanddave@gmail.com. Or I do want to encourage you to also to think about this other way, is to go to the website at ashlanddave.podbean.com and then go all the way over to the right side of the screen and where it says send voicemail. And you click on that and it'll bring up a window on the screen. And then you say, is your microphone ready? And you hit start recording and you can give me a message that way, a verbal message. And the reason I'm encouraging that also is that sometimes it might be fun to include some of those clips in the 200th episode. So if, and I know some other podcasters have done that, and it's a really way to fuel my own ego. You know what I mean? So if you feel like doing that, go to the ashlanddave.podbean.com site, check that out. And you'll also see that on the front page, though, that the podcast has had over 205,000 visits, which is really remarkable in just the 5 years, I think, that I've been doing it. So, come back next time for the next show. It'll be episode 191. This is Ashland Dave, running in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish, keep on running, and don't forget to hug your kids. Y'all have a good week.